I live in a town that's not necessarily busy, but also not necessarily quiet. It's just outside of a major city here in the US. Now, I've lived here all my life, so I don't know any differently. I live on the other side of town, that's furthest from the train station and the bus stops. Actually, I live fairly close to a park. But at the moment, that's besides the point. I've always been a very lonely person. But regardless of whether I was lonely or not, I would always like going on long walks by myself. I had more friends when I was in school, and now that I'm an adult and have fully left school, everyone's busy all the time, so I don't really get to go out and do things with my friends that often. Anyway, I'm just on my usual route. To give you a bit of scenery, there's houses on the right side, and a road on my right side, and I'm walking on the left side of the road. Further to my left, there's a park, and this is where I'm not gonna go for a walk. There's something about walking around a park at night time that kind of creeps me out. I don't know whether it's the swings or just the lack of people for the most part, but I always stay on the roads. Also, the roads are more well lit, so it's probably a bit safer. Anyway, as I'm walking, out of the corner of my left eye, I can see a group of people with hoods up. They're all standing in a circle and it looks like they're talking. They're kind of far away, so I don't really see any faces. It's weird, I think to myself. Why would you want to be at a park at this time of night, standing in a circle? I mind my own business and keep walking. However, I get that feeling that I'm being watched. There's something about being watched that I think you can just sense. Normally, I wouldn't even bat an eyelid at people standing there having a chat, but something about the way these people were standing, or the way they were moving, really was off-putting to me. I turn around, and what I see surprises me. All five or six of them are staring directly at me. Again, I can't see their faces, but I can make out that they're facing me. Like I say, before this, they were all standing in a circle, talking. But now every single one of them is silent and looking at me. Now I'm on my own, and obviously no one knows where I am. I live with some family, but I just tell them I'm going for a walk. They don't know where I go. This creeps me out, and I start to walk a bit faster. I only walk slightly faster though, as I don't want to make it suspicious, but the way them guys were just looking at me really spooked me out. Now, at this point, I have a choice to make. I can either turn right and go down a well-lit road, or I can keep walking and go down this dimly lit road that's more of a pathway. This pathway has really big trees either side of it, and the trees are so thick and dense that even if you look upwards, you can't see through the leaves and up towards the sky. I don't know if I'm describing that well, but that's the best way for me to describe it. There are houses down this road, but for the most part, it's a little bit creepy. Anyway, I have to make a decision, and I stupidly decide that my best course of action is to go down the dimly lit road. My reasoning behind this was they won't be able to see me, because if I head down the well lit road, they'll be able to see where I'm going. But if I go this way, and they do follow me, they're not going to be able to see me. So I continue on down this road. As I look back, I can see all of them walking up the pathway. They can't really see me because it's really dark down this road, and the lights that are illuminating the road have stopped at this point. However, I can see them, and I can see them walking towards me. They definitely saw the direction I went, but since where I am is so dark, I don't think they can see me. At this point, I'm really spooked out. There's no reason for these people to come and find me, not at this time of night, especially since I more than likely don't know these people. Now, there's houses on my right-hand side, but nothing on the left-hand side. None of these houses had lights outside, so I figure maybe I could go into one of their driveways and just hide behind a wall. I decide that's my best course of action. I duck down behind some bins, and there's a bush just to my right-hand side. I kind of wedge myself in between these bins and the bush. The floor's soaking wet, and I can feel my clothes getting soaked. I can hear these people walking down the pathway, probably only 10 feet from me. I can't understand what they're saying, but I can hear them walking. The next part is what terrifies me. Like I say, the houses were all on the right hand side, so if these people just wanted to walk down the road and mind their own business, they could easily just walk directly down the pathway, as no cars are coming down it. However, it sounds like they're rummaging through people's driveways, looking for something or someone. Again, I still can't make out what they're saying. Maybe it's because my heart was beating so loud that I couldn't even hear myself think. I can hear them moving people's bins and looking behind people's cars. They were definitely looking for me, and that's what terrifies me. I pull my knees in towards my chest, keep my head down, put my hood up, hoping that they don't see me. At this point, I'm absolutely petrified, as there's clearly 5 or 6 people on a hunt for me. I hear someone walk in the driveway that I'm on. I remain dead silent and I hold my breath. As I say, I've sort of curled myself into a ball sitting on the ground in between a bin and some bushes. I can feel the bin get pushed against my side and it almost throws me to the bush, but I manage to keep my balance. I can see the person's feet underneath the bin, but they can't see me. I must be 2 steps away from getting found. I can hear my heart beating even louder, and I'm desperate to take a breath, but I hold my breath for as long as possible. I decide that my only way out of this situation is to remain as silent as possible. I can't get up and run. They might be able to grab me. They'll probably find me and catch me, and I don't know what they want. These few seconds felt like an absolute eternity. I can see them standing there, looking over the bushes behind a wall, but not coming round to the side of the bin that I'm on. This is one of those big industrial-sized bins, you know, the ones you get outside of shops and supermarkets. They're on wheels normally, and lorries normally come and pick them up and tip all the rubbish in. It's one of those. Anyway, the man never comes round my side of the bin, and slowly, he walks out and searches another driveway. I take a huge deep breath, and thankfully no one heard me. I was on the verge of passing out, and I could see little black spots coming in my vision. I wait a good 15 minutes for everyone to pass. I don't hear what they're saying, and to be honest, they remain relatively quiet when searching the driveways. Maybe so no one could hear them or knew they were there. Or maybe so the people in the houses didn't think they were trying to rob their cars. I don't know. I don't know why they were looking for me, and I don't know what they would have done with me if they found me. I'm quite a small guy, so to be honest, I could have been overpowered really easily. I keep waiting and make sure the coast is clear. I do eventually get up and I crouch down and sneak behind the wall. My eyes have adjusted to the night now and I can see that no one else is here. I've never run that fast back home in my entire life. By the time I arrived at my house, I was panting and puffing and I could barely catch my breath. I burst from my door as I ran up to my bedroom and started crying. I was so scared that I didn't know what to do. I decided not to call the police, because I'm quite a paranoid person. I didn't think they'd believe me anyway, and what's the point? I didn't see their faces, I don't know their names, or what they look like. The description of 6 people with their hoods up isn't going to be good enough for the police. So I decided just to leave it. I think in hindsight, I should have called the police, and maybe they could have searched the area. But I was so scared at the time, I just wanted to forget the whole situation. Anyway, I've decided that I'm not going to go on these late night walks anymore, and if I do have to go out late at night and walk around that area, I always let someone know where I am and where I'm going, so they can expect me back. This story actually involves a very similar situation in my area, and I have a strong feeling it could be the same people. This story is actually by my friends, and happened to him just a few months before what happened to me. So, my friend lives in the same town as me, but just about 10 minutes away from my house. Everyone in this town kind of knows everyone. I know that's a cliche, but it's true. Everyone knows each other's names and what their family does, so there's quite a community feel. Anyway, there's this really big forest right next to where I live, And backing onto the forest, it's this really, really old cemetery. I don't know how old it is or how long it's been there. There's this old stone building that's right in the middle of the cemetery, and I'm assuming that it's some kind of church, but I don't really know. I've always been too scared to go there, as I got this really uneasy feeling whenever I was there. There's always fog over it. The grass is always quite unkept, and it just has this really spooky feeling. The gravestones are all falling over, and they're really, really old. The wall to get in there is probably like waist high and is all breaking down. In general, it's just a really creepy area and not really the sort of place you want to be at night time. Anyway, now I'm older, it doesn't spook me out that much. I never really go there, but if I'm in the woods on a long walk, sometimes I'll walk through it, but for the most part, I just leave it alone. I want to be as respectful as possible. Anyway, this one night, I decided to go on a late night walk. I wanted to go into the forest and get some pictures. I had this big light that would illuminate probably half a dozen trees in front of me, and when the moon's out and it's a little bit misty, you can get some really cool pictures. I don't know why I had this inclination. I've always been into photography, but I wanted to get something more Halloween-esque, so I thought, why not? This light I have is enormous. It's a huge ring that illuminates probably 15 feet in front of you, and you can see anything clearly. It's pretty cool, and I just got a new camera too. So I figured, why not? Let's go out and get some pictures. So I was out having the time of my life by myself in the woods, just taking these really cool pictures. I might even add them onto this post. Regardless, they were cool. You just have to believe me. All of a sudden, I could hear motorbikes in the distance. This isn't uncommon, as people always tend to race around the roads down here. It's not the most busy town. It's also not quiet, but at night time, you have these clean stretches of roads that people race down, and there's no real cop presence in the area, so people can just get away with it. Anyway, I ignore it. It's kind of ruining the mood a little bit because that motorbike engine noise really grates on you, doesn't it? It's that really loud noise that kind of goes through your bones, especially in the middle of the night. It's the only sound in the area. Anyway, I continue for another 15 minutes and decide I'm going to head back home. That's when, in the distance, I can see the headlights of these motorbikes coming towards the woods. This kind of confuses me because there's no way they're going to be able to get into the woods with their bikes unless they go down the paths. Even then, why would you want to this time of night? Most people are just having car meetups at this point in the evening, and they have no real reason to be in the woods. Anyway, I start heading back, and the lights seem like they're heading towards me. That's when all of a sudden, six, maybe seven people get off their bikes and start running into the woods. They're all shouting and screaming. I can't figure out what's going on. Am I intruding or something? Have I walked into some kind of meetup spot? I don't know, but I cut all my lights and remain quiet. I'm assuming they know someone's in the woods because they're not particularly dense and you'd definitely have seen my light. As they get closer, I can make out the voices of some men shouting, "We're gonna get ya." They're kind of laughing hysterically and running towards where I am. That's when it hits me. They're talking about me. These group of men are clearly running into the woods to get me. At that point, I decide I'm gonna run towards the old cemetery. I do that, and I jump over that waist-height wall and hide behind one of the stones. Now, I crouch down, and this stone's quite high up. I crouch behind one of the big tombstones. This tombstone is really big, so I'm not having to sit on the ground. I can kind of just crouch behind it. So, I stay there silent and just listen. I can hear their voices, and it's distinctly male voices. "We're gonna get you, and if you keep hiding, this is only gonna be worse." What's only gonna be worse? I thought to myself. What have I done? Do I know these people? And if they did know where I am, why haven't they just grabbed me? I remain silent, and I can see these guys with their torches on, looking around for someone. Come on, we know what you did. We're gonna get you. We know why you're here. You owe us for what happened. You owe us for what you did. At this point, I'm confused. Have they mistaken me for someone else? And if they have mistaken me for someone else, what did this person do? I'm terrified. I have absolutely no idea what these people are talking about, but they're clearly angry with someone and clearly want some revenge. I remain as quiet as possible, and I can see them looking around the woods. I hear one of them say, "Hey, search that graveyard." And that's when my heart sank. At this point, I have a dilemma. If any of them comes in here, they're definitely going to see me. So I decide the only thing I can do is bolt out of there. I wait until their torch isn't facing towards my direction, and I sprint. I sprint as fast as I can, and I jump over the wall. However, as I jump over the wall, my bag I was wearing catches, and it tips over a brick that was on the wall. Now, this wall, as I say, is only waist high, and is falling down, so the bricks that are on it are very loose. So as my bag catches and pulls a brick down, it makes this really loud noise, as it's the middle of the night and there's no other noises around. I can hear them all shouting and turning towards me, and that's where my body went into almost a fight or flight reaction, and I chose flight. I ran as fast as I possibly could out of those woods. I was jumping over branches and fallen trees, running through bushes, anything to get out there as fast as possible. I got out the woods, and I made it back onto a road. I turned back, and they were maybe 20 feet behind me, but they had made it back to their bikes, so I had no choice but to turn left down the nearest road and bolt again. I'm getting out of breath now, and I can feel myself slowing down and tiring. I hear the motorbikes rev up, and I jump into someone's driveway. But as I say, this is quite a nice community, so I knock on the door and decide that I'm not going to hide. I'm ringing the doorbell and banging on the door as loud as I can, trying to get anyone's attention. I didn't want them to know where I was, but I needed someone to know what was happening. Just as I can hear the motorbikes coming down the road that I'm on, someone opens the door. I run into the house and slam the door shut. Now, I know the people that live in this house to say hello to. I've served them a few times in the shop that I work in, so they definitely recognize me. I told them what happened, and they told me to keep calm and they're going to call the police. I eventually do calm down, and it takes me probably half an hour just to get my bearings and catch my breath and calm myself down mentally. I tell them what happened, and they say that I've seen people loitering around the area on motorbikes. They've actually called the police on them before, but for an unrelated incident. They call the police, but the long and short of it is nothing happens. Now, I would never go to the woods on my own normally anyway. I just wanted to get these pictures. I actually lost my camera after running through the woods, and one of the guys in the house told me that he would come out and look for it in the morning with me. We went out the next morning and we found it. Thankfully, it wasn't broken, and I managed to get the pictures still, but that's not the point. I don't know who those people thought I was, or what I had done, and I don't know what beef they had with me, but I'm scared to think of what would happen if they did catch me, as I was completely alone, and there were so many of them. Nothing ever came of it, but I think it could be the same group.